Right now, we turn our attention to Jim Lynch. It is time to bring in Jim Lynch and Cover Your Assets. Jim is an independent voice on Wall Street, the economy, various topics and subjects. And he joins us on a Tuesday morning. Good morning there, Jim.
Good morning, Marshall. Good morning, everybody. Hope everybody's fine.
Oh, yeah. We just had
Marshall has cleared all the snow, so I guess we're in good shape.
You know, another 5-6 inches at the house, and it's piled up so high now my neighbors can't see my house, which is probably pretty good. <That's right. laughs> But anyway, one thing I wanted to start off with, and I'm going to say this is not a political rant. Take politics aside. Take whether or not you agree with Joe Biden's stances, whether you agree with his politics. Take all that and put it aside. What Joe Biden shows that he is extremely good at is talking to the nation and soothing the nation at various times. Last night was the latest example of that, when they had the 500 candles lit up outside the White House to represent 500,000 Americans who have passed due to COVID-19. His speech before that was warm, eloquent, and comes from a man who has suffered many, many losses of life in his family over the years. And if there's one important thing that Joe Biden is showing, is it is bringing back the presidency to a norm that was there all along. And, you know, it's interesting. Donald Trump just did not have the personality to be compassionate, just like Richard Nixon did not have that capacity. But it's funny because other people like Dwight Eisenhower, John Kennedy, Lyndon Johnson, both the Bushes, Bill Clinton, of course, none other than Barack Obama, all had this ability as president to be consolers in chief. And I think that's a major part of the job. And Joe Biden is right there with the rest of them on that.
Yes. Yesterday's memorial was really outstanding. And hopefully everybody will have seen it or heard about it and kind of get a little bit more of a encouraging stride in their step. It's beautifully done. Beautifully done. Understated, but very direct. His empathy is obvious. And it's obvious that he knows how to be a leader of people. Not perfect. Nobody's perfect. But the effort is there. And I think the American people, day by day, seeing him in action and listening to him, they're getting a little bit more confident in what's going on vis-a-vis the pandemic or business or anything. So hats off to Mr. and Mrs. Biden and the Harrises, and it was a wonderful presentation. Along those lines, we had, I thought, a pretty good presentation by Merrick Garland, who's suggested a new attorney general. And he's a very accomplished man. He's done a tremendous amount in his life with the law. But I was really struck by he really set the tone, in my opinion, for his upcoming appointment, when he basically said with some emotion about his folks who were got out of where they were because of the anti-Semitism and came to this country and obviously thrived. This man certainly is a great tribute to them. But he said something which was so fantastic. This is really America. You know, people come from another land and they get a shot. And what he basically concluded was he is more than pleased to serve, to give back for the liberty that his folks were given our grandfolks living in a long, long time ago. So some pretty solid, sincere comments from people, one in the administration and one hopefully in the administration. And I think we want to just grab on to those kinds of things and recognize that there are human beings in Washington who are actually meaning well and trying to do well. And we certainly have enough on our plate. So I think we should be of good cheer and move forward.
It's just, you know, I guess, and I'm a person who looks at troubled time, whether it's a family member that stands up and can do that. But it really is something special about the office of President of the United States, the most powerful office in the world. When a president can actually speak to and touch the nerves of people during a dramatic event that affects the country. You know, I keep going back. I did not agree with most of his policies, but someone who was very good at that was Ronald Reagan. He had that delivery, which made people feel safer and better, and he lived through the bombing of the barracks and the space shuttle exploding and all those other things. And when you have a president that can break out of the political mode and break into the people mode and connect with the people, to me, that's one of the most important jobs of the president of the United States.
There's no question about it. And the president of the United States has such a key role in the world in terms of facilitating what is the best interest of our people and the people around the globe. This is something that we've sorely missed here lately, but we're going to come back very, very strong and be the ally we always used to be. If you think, an example, I'm sorry I have to bring it up, but if you think about this pandemic, if we had been the leader we were on the world stage 5 years ago, when Biden and Obama were in office, we would have been leading the rest of the world in terms of dealing with the pandemic, not only here but throughout the world, cooperating on things like tests and vaccines and sharing the details of our numbers and so forth and so on. And that's why the head of the government, our government, is so, so important to the world, not just our own country. And Biden is getting us back on that stage, and hopefully he'll write it so that going forward we never ever again abandon our allies who have our strength. You know, one country can't do it, not with all the billions of people on the planet. So I think, again, a bit of encouragement, and the allies relish this. And by the way, while I'm thinking of it, hats off to Angela Merkel, who stepped down in Germany after 18 very successful years. I marvel at the woman. She maintained her who she was, who she is, living in an apartment in a regular section of Berlin, and just being a people's representative, not being a persona. And such people exist throughout this world, and we should become more appreciative of it and embrace more. And we can't get over our differences. I mean, we all breathe the same air.
You know, it's interesting you bring Angela Merkel up, because I think of people that are alive today and know of history, they know about East and West Berlin. They know about the horrors that happened after World War II, when that city was basically split in two, one side controlled by Russia, the other by the United States. They didn't live, most people haven't lived through seeing the Berlin Wall come down, which I was just watching in amazement. I remember when it was happening. I didn't think it could happen so quick, but I think that's what makes history so important, and I think that's why children have to get back in school, and they have to learn these things, that Germany was once an arch enemy of the United States, and they had turned into one of our staunchest allies. The same thing with Japan. And you have to take a world view and look at this. I'm not sure enough people realize the evolution of how the EU came into being, and about how our relationships, even after wars, where we dropped an atomic bomb on Japan, yet things were able to evolve where the countries worked together, became allies. Germany, same thing, horrible stories out of Germany during World War II. And look at our relationship now. And for 4 years, we walked away from those relationships that took 50 years to build. And now we are rebuilding those relationships. And it can only mean something better for the world as a whole.
Oh, man, very well said. And which is why listening to Biden, talking to all of the people in the country, it's so important for us to appreciate. We are unfortunately divided for whatever reason, and someday somebody will write some major books as to what happened. But right now, we've got to get back to where we belong, which is a very, very dominant force on the planet. We've got a lot of work to do now. The environment is really front and center. You know, we were warned 25 years ago by Al Gore about this. And fine, better late than never, but we've got to get it together. And we've got to get it together with our allies, because these emissions, these pollutants, come from all different countries. We are going and... slowly but surely, we're going to have electric cars. I noticed, I think Norway now is doing a power plant with hydrogen. So there's a lot to be done, and it's really an exciting time. And it's really very lovely that I think we're back on the pace to be part of the world at large and make the contributions we've always made, be it in medicine or in business. So there we go.
You know, it's interesting, Jim, you sit here and you look at the United States as it stands now, and you look at Elon Musk. Now, either people like him or don't like him, but what he has done with SpaceX is just simply amazing. It is the stuff that, as a kid, I would watch science fiction movies, I would read comics, and you would see rockets go up and then come back down and land. He does that now on a regular basis, and it's trial and error. And then you see what happens when we send, once again, a mission to Mars, almost 300 million miles away, and we have the technology to actually see this orbiter land on Mars, and then the astounding pictures that are coming out of Mars. And what's even more astounding that you look at is when you look at the video camera of that camera just looking at the horizon, and for the first time they have a microphone, and you can hear the wind, and you can hear what's going on the surface of Mars, and that information is being transmitted back over 300 million miles. Jim, it just gives me goosebumps, the age that we live in right now. It just gives me goosebumps, and it's a combination of government and private technology, And some amazing things are happening. And it's not only with us. China and other countries have orbiters around Mars. We just live in an amazing time that when you and I were growing up, this was all the stuff of fantasy.
Right.
No, really. I mean, it's amazing. It really is amazing.
Well, when people put their minds to work, great things happen. And I'm just hopeful that we will become more cooperative as a world in developing these out-of-space situations, because we want it to be positive. We don't want to create some division by, this is my turf, that's your turf. There's plenty of room for everybody in outer space.
Well, it's the technology that brings other things to us that comes out of eventually programs that are scientific, and sooner or later the benefits come back to us in other ways here as a country and as a world. I think one of the things by seeing something like this, most people will now realize how tiny and we are in this universe when you see something like this. I know people say, well, it's just, you know, it's Mars, or why are we going there? It's because it's the quest, the human quest. Why did Christopher Columbus want to sail to America? Why did the Vikings set out and do what they did? It's the quest to find that new frontier. And you know what? I think it's back in full style now.
Well, we've seen a lot, haven't we? We've been very lucky.
Well, really, no, it's absolutely true. And we've come through a very, I guess what I'm feeling is we've come through a very rough 4 years. And I'm not going to say other than that the fact that it's been a tough 4 years for us as a country. And it's not going to get easier, but we do have signs that there are other things going on in America that are good, and that are good for the future. And hopefully, we'll be able to take those things over the next 2, 4, 6, 8 years, whatever it's going to take, and bring this country back to where we're all working together for a common goal. It doesn't matter what your political party is. It doesn't matter if you disagree with politics with somebody. When you get beside the politics, everybody has the same goal: to make life better for everybody, not only in the United States, but also in the world.
Amen. It's a matter of being just pulling together. There's so much more to be done. I mentioned the environment earlier, but, you know, so much is going to come from creating a better environment in terms of jobs, in terms of health. So it's a win-win situation, and, you know, we can't deny what has been happening weather-wise, and just as we can't deny when other countries get a little out of balance. We've got to address those things in a way that brings the balance back so we can become more productive.
Well, we only have a few minutes left, but next week, my topic, I want it to be Robin Hood. And I want you next week to prepare to explain to me and to other listeners what exactly is going on with Robin Hood, what is going to be the outcome of what's going on with Robin Hood? Because this is a story that just continues to go on and on and get deeper and deeper.
I know. I will be prepared.
It changes on a day-to-day basis, so you just never know. Between Robin Hood and Bitcoin, I'm a very confused man. That's all I can tell you. I don't understand either of them, and maybe I don't want to. Maybe that's my problem. All right, Jim.
Well,
the good thing is pitchers and catchers are back, Jim. Baseball's coming right around the corner.
That's right. Okay, my friend.
All right.
Good to hear your voice.
We'll speak to you next week, Jim.
You got it.
Take care.
Take care. Everybody be safe. Bye now.
Jim Lynch, and Cover Your Assets this morning here on Robinhood Radio.